From KALW San Francisco, it's Minds Over Matter, the Bay Area's favorite radio quiz show. Heard every Sunday night from 7 to 8 o'clock on 91.7 FM in the Bay Area and around the globe on KALW.org. Our expert panelists tonight, guest moderator, Diablo Valley College instructor Lori Fisher, teacher Pauline Teichman of Ecole Belong in Berkeley, and author Gerald Nachman. They're here to take your calls, so grab your pencils and paper, sharpen your brains, and get ready to call in and try to stump the panel with your questions and to answer theirs. The call-in number is 415-841-4134. And now, tonight's host and moderator, Lori Fisher.
Thank you, Eric. And welcome, everybody. This voice might be a little less familiar than normal. Dana's off someplace in Austria or Australia or Austin. I can't quite keep up with them. But this is Lori Fisher, occasional panel member and a first-time and only-time guest moderator here for the Minds Over Matter, a one-hour call-in radio trivia and general knowledge show that asks you questions about movies, TV, maybe sports tonight, Jerry, music, language, food, and anything else, even science and archaeology. I think the sky is the limit. I'll encourage everybody to call in with answers, questions, and wonderful comments. We have an hour's worth of interesting information and well-prepared questions, and our lines are open, and as Dana always says, which is true, at the beginning of the show, there's plenty of time to get in. All the lines are open. The number is 415-841-4134. So write that down. It's 415-841-4134. And of course, we have a toll-free number. The budget still allows us to have that. It's 866-798-8255. So toll-free from our international. Maybe Dana will be calling from Austria. 866-798-8255. We do have an email, and I believe Jerry has never emailed it. It's mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. And I think Dana will be getting those when he gets back. Mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. We are on KALW 91.7. We have a podcast that will be up as soon as tomorrow morning, which will be there to listen in perpetuity. So any of you who want to hear our voices forever, they'll be on there. And I'm looking forward to an interesting hour. And we start out with a round of introductions and a round of questions. Jerry Nachman notes that Dale Scotto's bold decision to become the first openly gay umpire may have repercussions whenever Scotto calls a man out. It's very good.
Very good, Lori. Very good.
Thank you.
You're hired.
Don't tell Dana.
Well, Pauline Teichman is thinking of Viennese waltzes as a spirit of Dana Raines.
Very nice.
While the Lou Gehrig of talk show hosts, Dana Rodriguez, is off gallivanting in Austria, Lori Fisher hopes that his rigorous orientation, intense training, and outstanding accomplishments at guest moderator boot camp pay off at contract time. Unlike the panda, Lori intends to stay where he is.
I do. Maybe in this very chair. So there'll be a big musical number at the end. That's going to be the one big change in the show. But before that, we'll have a round of questions starting with Jerry.
Okay, well, according to Bloomberg News, what do merchandisers this year expect to be the most coveted toys for Christmas for boys and for girls?
Different ones for boys and girls?
Ones, yeah.
Wow, the most coveted. My neighbor's wife. That's pretty well covered. Probably not by the boys and girls.
Like some new PlayStation or Xbox thing.
Yeah, are they both high-tech things?
No, very low-tech.
Wow.
Pauline, you should know this. You deal with boys and girls all day.
Yes, I do.
What do they want these days?
They want electronics.
Are these old toys? Are these a throwback?
One is an old and one is new.
So
the girls isn't the new realistic Barbie, is it?
No, but you're in the right ballpark.
How about the old unrealistic Barbie?
No.
the classic Barbie.
In fact, this is overtaking Barbie for the first time.
Oh. It's not the Bratz girls or
whatever they are.
They're a group of dolls that...
That are bratty?
They are.
Yeah.
Bad girls.
No, they are dolls.
Huh. They are dolls.
Okay, well, it's definitely not Cabbage Patch.
How about Raggedy
Ann? For a long time.
No, Raggedy.
Too old.
Too
old, okay.
Dolls.
So I ask the question again.
Overtaking.
Okay, according to Bloomberg News, what do merchandisers expect to be the most coveted toys this Christmas for girls and also a different toy for boys.
Just as long as it's not the Kim Kardashian doll, I'm okay.
Wow.
No, no.
That's a seller among men, I don't think, among boys. Pauline, how about a question from you?
Okay. Thomas West, captain and one-time governor of Jamestown, was better known by what name?
Thomas what?
Thomas
West.
West. Better known as?
Yes. It's another name that he's much better known as.
And he was, say,
we would
say
know
his
the
title
name?
Again?
He was captain and governor at one time of Jamestown.
Wow.
The colony.
We know. We would know the
yes.
It's kind of a
very
nickname,
much so.
Nickname or stage name?
No, it's.
So, and is this, he's got such a common name, Thomas West. Is the other name like a John Smith kind of name, like a regular name?
No, the other name is the name that's
the,
lasted.
The superhero
that's
name.
Lasted like, and that's impacted place names, let's
like
say.
Wild Bill.
No.
Something like that.
But is it a name with that kind of nickname with it?
No.
Okay.
It's just a regular name. Not
it's
a,
an, it's a
not
name.
A,
yeah, Dana okay. would have had this one right away. It's history.
Well, Dana's not here anymore. So that's how we're going to get many less, fewer questions answered tonight. All right, so repeat your question.
Okay. Thomas West, captain and one-time governor of Jamestown, was better known by what name? And the name is what's gone down historically.
Okay.
That's why better known as.
All right. And then I'll ask my question.
What was his name again? I'm sorry. Was
Thomas West. West.
Peeping Tom.
Oh. That's really good.
That's another Tom. Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Tomcat. No, okay.
No.
Never mind.
But is it something like, is there something Tom or Westy
no.
in his name? All right.
That's cool. No, that's why it's.
Yeah. That's why we don't
because
know.
Because it's neither Tom nor
right.
West.
I'll ask my question, then we'll open it up for questions. So I have a few questions about hosting, believe
Ooh.
It or not. And as you know, every week Saturday Night Live has guest hosts,
uh-huh.
and these are questions about people who have hosted five times or more, sort of a select
okay.
group. There's 16 of them. You don't have to name the 16. Say, who was
Justin Timberlake.
Well, we'll get to
I'm
him
sorry.
In a second. So who has hosted the most? Which of the guest hosts has hosted the most all time? It's been 40 seasons.
Alec Baldwin.
Correct. 16 times. Whoops, did we get a bell? Oh, that bell sounds good. Thank
mm-hmm.
you for bringing that. Who was the first host to host five times?
Hmm.
And I'll go through them all. So the most is Alec Baldwin,
okay.
the first to host five times. The only former cast member to host five times.
Oh.
Don't say it yet. There's only two people who have been the host and the musical guest on the same night. And the last one is only one five-time host has been permanently banned from ever being on the show again. How's that? That's
really?
A
five-time
host. A five-time host is out. So you got the most guest host was Alec Baldwin. We're looking for.
Somebody say host a musical guest for Justin Timberlake.
Yep, that's correct. That's very good.
Okay, the five-time host was a former cast member.
The five-time, you have it?
Martin Short?
No.
Okay.
Good guess. The first time to host five times, the former cast member, the other host and musical guest, and the one who has been permanently banned.
Permanently banned?
Yeah, that's what they said, for offensive and rude marks
oh,
to the cast behind stage.
Okay, because I was just reading, there's a number of people, actually, who've been banned. Because that was actually a question I almost asked, and
for
it wasn't
rude,
for rude comments. I know one of the people who was banned, but it wasn't a five-time
person. I think
person.
Sinead O'Connor. For singing
but
a song she wasn't supposed to sing.
Yes.
Yeah. But she was not the host.
And this person has been banned for lewd comments?
Not on the air.
Oh, backstage.
He was obnoxious to the other cast members.
Oh, gosh. I know this was on the list I read.
All right. It'll come back to you. Anyway, so those are
Bill
our questions.
Bill Cosby.
Excellent guest, yeah. I'm sure he'll be banned from now on for other things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's take a call and see what we have. Hello?
This is Garrett from Union City.
Hey, Garrett. How you doing?
By the way, that one that from Saturday Night Live was banned for life. Was it Sinead O'Connor?
It was not. She was not the five-time host. I think she's been banned for other reasons.
It wasn't Andrew Dice Clay, was it?
Nope, it was not Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah,
both good guests.
From the show, though.
Say it again?
Yeah, he was banned from the show.
Yes, I think they were banned for things they did on the air. This was banned for stuff the guest host did behind the stage.
List of Saturday Night Live guests. Was one of Steve Martin?
No, he was not one of the ones I'm talking about.
I got a couple of questions.
Great.
You know, Mike Farrell, he was best known for appearing on the Masters, but he did another medical series before that. We know what it was?
So this is Mike Farrell, who was on MASH. He did a series before MASH, medical series.
Yeah, it was also a medical series.
Don't know.
You know that?
I know him.
How about Emergency?
No, I'll give you a clue. It was based on a couple of movies that came out in the early 60s.
The series was based on a series of movies?
A couple of movies that came out in the early 60s.
About medicine?
Yeah, about doctors.
Yeah. I don't think I know. John.
Medic.
Oh.
No.
That's too early.
Dr. Kildare.
No.
Too late.
Marcus Wahlberg.
The series had Broderick Crawford.
The medical series had Broderick Crawford. Wow.
Yeah.
Leaving his highway patrol car for the emergency room.
Played a doctor?
I'll give you a clue about who was in one of the movies, Cliff Robinson.
Ooh, the Young Doctors.
No, you're on the right track, though.
The Old Doctors.
No. The middle-aged doctors.
Aging doctors.
The chiropodists.
You give up?
Yes.
The Interns.
Oh, the Interns.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
I remember the Interns. Very good.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
My second question. It's also medical related. There was a free Tylenol anti-dental pain medicine called Anticomia that was available in pills that had one primary ingredient.
Oh, anti-what?
So say it again.
Anticomia. It was a pill that was a pre-Tylenol pain reliever that had one primary ingredient. What was it?
And it was for tooth relief, dental relief?
Yeah, tooth relief.
Cocaine or heroin?
Oil of cloves.
No.
Oh.
Heroin or cocaine?
Yeah, give yourself a bell. It was heroin.
Wow. What year was that?
This was in the 1910s, and it had a poster, a mascot that would have smile that presaged out of Alfred E. Newman.
Very good.
And
thanks, Garrett.
It got so addictive that some of the patients would find illness to get more pills.
Of course. Very good. Thank you very much for your call. Next call, please. Hello.
Hi, this is Ed. How are you?
Hey,
Ed. So, a couple of days ago, it came out from the CDC that the current flu virus is H3N2, which is different from H1N1. Actually, it's a mutation of the H1N1, which is more deadly. It's more people getting sick, more contagious, and it's terrible. So the best thing people can do is to rest, drink a lot of fluids, and do something else, which was proven. It has something to do with a question I asked you about a year ago, which was this food was prescribed as medicine in the 1800s.
Onions.
And you asked the same question last week, and he had the answer. Do you know what food it was?
Isn't it onions?
Food item.
Onions?
Eat an onion?
No.
Oh. Look, onions were thought to have medicinal properties for a long time.
I'm trying to go through the archives from a year ago.
We use it food today. I'll give you a hint. It was hamburger.
That's a good hint.
Right. Hamburger.
The best hint there is.
Wow. It's really quite common.
Very good.
It's ketchup.
Ketchup.
Ketchup was subscribed in 1800 as medicine, and also was described by some crazy doctor as cure for baldness and flu and everything.
Diarrhea.
I proved it last week. I'm really difficult to get flu, but I did get it for a couple of days. The best way to get rid of the flu, the current flu, which is deadly, is really bad for old people, especially and young kids or pregnant women, is to have lots of chicken soup with awful lot of ketchup. It really helps. I'll tell you why.
Ketchup in the soup. Wait. Ketchup in the soup?
No, with the side.
Ketchup in the soup. Yeah, just have generous...
Hamburger and chicken soup is good for everything, we know.
Few spoons of ketchup in a chicken soup, or even just by itself. It really does help. First, it tastes really good, so it kind of helps you over the nausea or, you know, the feeling bad thing. Second, it has a lot of electrolytes, which help with the virus. It gets you well very soon. Really, it is. There is some truth that ketchup is really good.
You're turning into Martha Stewart in front of us.
Yeah, it cures baldness. So thank you, Ed.
Don't eat hamburger. It is not going to make you unbald. Your hair is
darn. And if it's in my chicken soup, I'm not eating the soup. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the French don't get the flu a lot, and they don't eat ketchup.
Yeah, okay. It really cured me in 2 days. Really
very
did.
Good.
Wow.
Good advice.
Yeah,
thanks,
one
Ed.
Of my people in the house lasted for about 10 days.
Well, very good advice.
Good.
Everybody listen.
So, okay, it really is good. So whatever it has, it's very good. Very good.
Okay.
And medicine. I have two questions. One for you, one for the audience.
Oops, I thought we had that.
Your time limit is about up.
Okay, quickly.
Very quickly. What is the brightest star in the sky?
The North Star.
The brightest.
No.
The Orion.
No.
The sun.
Yes.
There you go.
Of course.
Nicely done.
Okay. The brightest star in the night sky is what? Which one is the brightest in the night sky?
Say it one more time.
The brightest now in the star night. In the night sky.
Okay. The brightest star in the night sky.
The North Star.
Yes.
The North Star.
No.
Sirius.
Polaris.
Because I have Cirrus. Cirrus is the fifth brightest object in the sky.
Okay.
Or some people call it Sirius, but it's really Cirrus.
All right.
Actually, the name of it is the Star of Isis. So it's after the beautiful ancient Egyptian name, goddess of Egypt, which have nothing to do with the criminals. That is called himself Isis, which is a shame and demean of Isis, a beautiful goddess.
I think you need to get your own show, Reed.
The question for the audience is this way.
That was
She was called the mother of atomic physics, and she was famous in the 1940s, 50s. She also was the only foreign scientist that visited Los Alamos Lab in the 1952. She was killed by somebody traveling from Los Alamos Lab to Lawrence Lab in California by some driver who pushed her over, well, actually ran out of the car and had the car fell over a steep hill, and she was killed. She was called the mother of atomic physics, only foreign scientist to visit Los Alamos Lab where the atom bombs were made.
Yes.
And she was an Egyptian.
Okay.
So I'll leave that to your audience.
We'll leave it to the audience. Okay.
Yes. Thank you, Ed.
Bye.
Next caller, please, to welcome
it's
to Mind
Over Matter.
About
time to end the show, I think.
Yes. Oh, we're all out of time. Yes.
Hi. This is Big Radula in the Carneros.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I have a guest and a couple of questions.
Great.
For the Saturday Night Live singer and host, was it Ricky Nelson?
It was not. He was not the host. I think he sang, but he didn't host that night.
Oh, okay. A couple questions. One is, I'm going to give you five names, and you tell me what they have in common.
Okay.
Leon Panetta. Steve Nash.
The basketball player?
Yes. Janet Napolitano. Ooh. Paul Cantor. And Jerry Brown.
Yeah. Is this
all have the same birthday?
No.
Did they go to the same university?
Yes.
Santa Clara.
You got it.
Yeah.
Right.
Very good.
Who did you know went to Santa Clara?
Steve, the basketball player.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay.
Very good. Good question. Thank you.
I got one other one I'd
sure.
like to ask is, who was the first person to refuse an Oscar in what year?
Ooh. Was it before Brando?
Mm-hmm.
Was it George C. Scott?
No.
I think he was after Brando.
I think
Brando.
He was after Brando. Was it a political decision?
I guess you could sort of say it was political.
It was
more of a kind of a, let's say, a labor dispute.
Oh. Was it, and it was an actor, right? Or an actress?
No, a writer.
Oh, a writer. Oh. So how about
Dalton Trumbo.
No.
Not him.
No, he couldn't accept that.
Yeah. Well, he didn't. There's an unclaimed Oscar under his other
Robert name. Rich.
Yeah. Alva Bessie.
Good guess.
Is that it? Alva Bessie?
No.
Okay.
Is it one of the Hollywood Ten or?
That I don't know.
Okay.
Was it in the 50s?
No, it was in the 30s.
Okay. So it wasn't one of the Hollywood Ten. Jeez. It's a great question. Why don't we leave that? Why don't you give it to Eric?
Okay.
And we'll leave it out there for people to answer.
All righty.
Great. Next call, please. Welcome to Minds Over Matter.
Hi there. This is Ron in San Francisco.
Hey, Ron.
A couple of guesses. For the girl's most coveted Christmas thing, is that the Frozen character doll?
Oh,
that is it.
Oh, very
great
good.
Great guess.
What's her name?
I should have known that.
I don't know. Are they twins?
I don't know. Do you know her name?
I don't know.
It's the sisters from Frozen.
All right.
Yeah.
Both sisters. Very,
very
good.
Very good.
Oh, wait a minute.
And then for the musical guest and host on Saturday Night Live, is that Paul Simon?
It was Paul Simon. Very good. Give me a bell
then,
for that one.
Last one, did you have for the first person to host five times, was that Steve Martin?
It wasn't Steve Martin. Somebody before him.
Okay.
Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, Jerry, how about another question?
Sure. Okay. What Beatles song contains four lines of Shakespearean dialogue?
Whoa. In a row?
It's at the very end of the song.
Is it spoken or sung?
I don't know. I think it's spoken.
Wow. You would,
and I don't know what they are.
I'm going through the song.
Pauline is singing every Beatles song right now. Do you want to tell us which album it was on?
I don't know. Are you asking me that?
I am asking you. Yeah. Well, we already had a sports question.
I seem to think it might have been on Yellow Submarine, but I'm not. That's a really a wild, wild guess, so I don't know.
So say the question again.
What Beatles song contains four lines of Shakespearean dialogue spoken at the end?
across the universe. How about that?
No.
I don't think so. You have a guess?
I'm running through the songs, but there's so many of them, it would take the rest of the show.
Yeah, at the end of the song. All right, another one we'll leave out there. All right, very good. Let's see. Let's take a call, please. You're on Welcome to Minds Over Matter. Hello. Hello.
Welcome. Hi, this is Linda Nelsarito.
Hey, Linda. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
So I assume Dana is listening from some strange...
He is.
Some strange,
he's holed up in Austria with a thing of strudel and Minds Over Matter.
Right. Okay. So since Eve kindly brought up some diet suggestions, chicken soup and ketchup, I also have a question about diet.
Okay.
And U.S. News and World Report doesn't just do ratings of colleges. Now they did ratings of diets. And they rated 32 of them. Some of them I've never heard of, and I'm sure you haven't either. But wondering if you could tell me three of the top diets that they name and three of the worst diets.
So, and by top, how did they define what top meant?
Well, it's basically health-oriented, and also they take into account how difficult would it be to actually follow this diet. Is it practical?
How about the Atkins diet?
Okay. In which category?
What were the categories again?
Well, the best and worst.
They grade them from highest to lowest.
I'd say best.
No, actually, it's one of the worst.
Okay.
All right. Well, you were very close.
I was close. Yeah.
As one of the worst, what about the pineapple diet?
I didn't see that on the list.
Because that's a hard one to follow.
I'm going
to
say the paleo diet.
Name, but I didn't see that one.
How about the paleo diet is one of the worst?
Yeah, excellent. Excellent. That is the very worst diet, of course.
The very worst.
Oh, great. That's good to know.
And paleo people don't call.
I feel guilty about not eating kale.
Call Linda, don't call me. Yeah.
So that's at least a double bell on that one.
Oh, that's right. And the Atkins.
I knew that. I knew there was something wrong with that kale.
Yeah. Okay, so we need one more bad one and three good ones.
Something like that.
Yeah. I can't think of the good
three
ones.
Three good ones.
How about a raw vegan diet is one of the bad ones?
Okay, well, you got two in one. So vegan is one of the categories, and raw is another.
Double bell.
Yeah.
All right, very good.
For worst,
so
right?
How about the good diet now?
Okay, so we need some good ones.
Oh, good ones.
Okay. Oh, this is depressing. I know people on that.
I'm saying the well-balanced diet is the good one.
Is there such a thing as
that one up?
Yeah, that's not an actual diet.
Good diet is sort of an oxymoron.
Something else.
Yeah. Low carb.
They didn't use
that. That's not
that
a real
term,
diet.
So I don't know how that would work exactly. They used more.
Can you give us a hint?
Gluten free.
What was it?
Gluten free.
They didn't list that. They should have. Yep. They didn't
seems like a
list
good
it by that name on either way. So, but that should have been one of them, I would think.
Do they all have names like the Atkins diet
some do and some don't.
Oh,
high protein.
That was not listed as such.
We're all out of diets, I think.
You know what? Why don't you? Do you want to tell them, or do you want to leave them with Eric?
I'll just tell you.
Okay.
A couple of the ones that you would have heard of. Well, how about the one where you eat a lot of olive oil and fish and vegetables?
The Mediterranean diet.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, thank you.
You should have got that one.
Someone in our audience got it. Thank you, audience.
Okay. And then the Weight Watchers was rated high.
Oh
really?
Good.
I'm
good.
Surprised
oh, yeah.
because I keep hearing that Weight Watchers only works temporarily and then people put it back on.
Well, that's
more.
True of all diets, I think.
No.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other one that I found surprising was that was rated high was the Ornish diet, which I think would be very hard to follow.
Yeah, the Dean Ornish. Well, very good. Thank you very much, Linda.
Some thoughts for Christmas time.
Terrific. Thanks so much for your call. Merry Christmas.
You.
All right, Pauline, you have a question?
Yeah, this well-known actor's grandfather, James Rouse, designed the Planned
Community. James who?
Rouse, R-O-U-S-E, designed the Planned Community of Columbia, Maryland, still rated as one of the top 10 of CNN's Money Best Places to Live in America. Name this actor.
So James Rouse's grandson is an actor
is this
that
famous
we know.
Actor, very well-known actor.
Okay.
Well, it could be hundreds of people. Can we give it a narrow down a little bit?
You can narrow it down by the place, Columbia, Maryland.
It doesn't narrow down at all.
Yes, it does.
It does. So
who knows where anyone's from?
Well, sometimes people are famous for being
from
Maryland.
Yeah, not Columbia, Maryland.
Yeah, well, Maryland.
Is it
actor
because
or
Columbia
actress?
Was one of the first planned
man
cities.
Man or woman?
Man.
and now acting contemporary star?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
Christopher Walken.
No.
I don't know. He's in the news a lot.
He's in. Yeah. That one.
I bet somebody in the audience knows it.
Is he more like Christopher Walken's age or more like Bradley Cooper's age? Is he a young?
More like Bradley Cooper's
age. Okay, so how about Bradley Cooper?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. Brad Pitt. I'm just throwing
Let the audience guess.
Okay, well, so we'll leave that out there. Say the question one more time.
Okay. This well-known actor's grandfather, James Rouse, designed the planned community of Columbia, Maryland. I'll leave it at that.
Excellent. Somebody will get that. Why don't we take a call? Next call, please. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You're on.
Okay. This is Kurt in San Francisco.
Hey, Kurt in San Francisco. How you doing?
Fine. I'll take a shot at that last one about, it's probably not the right age group, but would it be John Waters by any chance?
No.
Oh, he's from Baltimore.
He is Baltimore, yeah. So you're definitely...
Kurt Sharp.
Okay, so that...
You're in the right... geographical area.
Okay, well, that's all I got on that one. That was just a shot in the dark. I do have a question for you.
Excellent.
And this is about San Francisco City streets. A few years back, I was given a map by an old eccentric friend of mine, and it dates back to the 1930s and has the streets of San Francisco. And I'm going to name a number of streets on this map and from a variety of little districts, and I'll name about 10 of them, and they all have one thing in common. So I'm going to name the streets, again, taken verbatim from this map. It was a giveaway by the Beacon's van and storage company.
A wonderful company.
A wonderful company.
And what are we supposed to guess?
So are you going to guess what all these streets have in common?
Huh.
And they do all have a common denominator.
Are they all still streets?
Well, they're all on this map, and that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay, so give us the streets.
They will sound familiar, probably, right. But they do have a common denominator. So we'll start off. From the Diamond Heights, Mira Loma Park, Glen Canyon area, there's Kenyon Avenue, Glen Avenue, and 31st Street. So let me name them all in before
okay.
you say.
So Kenyon, Glen, and 31st.
That's correct. From the Visitation Valley, McLaren Park area, there's Spreckle Street and Schiller Street. From the Antiques area, there's Bigler Avenue. From the Bayview District, there's Bolt Street, Alvord Street, and Richter Avenue. And finally, from the Petrero Hill Dog Patch area, we've got Delaware Street, Massachusetts Street, and Amador Street.
And these streets all have something in common.
They all have something in common except for one of them.
Oh.
So what is the commonality of, I think there's 10 of them. What do 9 of them have in common, and how do they differ from the 10th?
Oh, boy, I should probably know this.
There's no way to focus.
Okay, so Al Gore is the only one that...
Al Gore?
Al Vord. A-L-V-O-R-D.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, well, that one wasn't 1930, so it was somebody else by that name.
Yeah,
this map does not date it, but judging by the landmarks on the map, it looks to be from the early 1930s.
Could you kind of narrow down it without giving it away a little bit? Because these are so diverse. It's
well,
really
31st is the only number.
Possible to get a handle on it.
Right. Well, if you know your city streets at all, there's at least a couple of them that are dead giveaways. And again, these are.
Is it directionality?
No, it's not directionality. I guess you would say, how many of these streets can you picture in your mind?
None.
I can picture 31st. Is 31st the odd one out because it's a number? That was Pauline's guess.
It is not the odd one out in the sense that there is a 31st Avenue.
Right.
However, there is no 31st Street.
Ah.
That's a big clue. Are they dead ends or one ways?
No, but again, the big clue. Go back to that.
Okay, so 31st Street.
Did you hear, Eric? Maybe only one of them exists still.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so that is
None
it?
None of those apparently ever came into existence. They appear on the map. They appear to have been planners... dreams about what might come to happen.
So is Delaware Street the one that does exist?
No. The only one, anyone want to take a shot at the 31st. One that does exist?
No, he said
31st doesn't.
Oh, there isn't. Yeah. I don't know.
This is a tough one.
I don't know.
The ones I named, the only one that you'll find on a map today is Bigler Avenue.
Wow. Okay.
So
Bigler Avenue is actually a fairly prominent, a well-known location, but it's an invisible street. It's at the intersection of Clarendon Avenue and Twin Peaks Boulevard in San Francisco. Many of you have no doubt been by there many times. And if you look carefully, you'll see a lot there.
I'll look for it and next time. It's in my neighborhood.
It's in Jerry's neighborhood. He'll take a picture of the sign.
It's Avenue, and it's an official city street. It's a legal city street, but it's also a vacant lot. It has trees. It has, trees, bushes, a footpath, and that's it. But it is on legal public documents. All the others were projected. For example, the ones in Potrero and Dogpatch were all projected as on landfill, which never came to be.
Okay. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Kurt.
Diamond Heights and Miraloma Park and Glen Canyon were a grid that was to be superimposed upon the hilliest part of the city. Again, never came to be. Visitation Valley, McLaren Park came in. Those streets never came to be. So that's what they have in common.
Excellent
but
local
Bigler
color.
Avenue is there to this day, and you can look it up.
And I'm sure our listeners are doing that right now. Thank you, Kurt.
Very
good call.
Thank you.
Okay, our number is 415-841-4134, and our international toll-free number is 866-798-8255, and it is just past 7:30, so it's time to repeat any questions that are still out there. Jerry?
What Beatles song contains four lines of Shakespearean dialogue? It comes at the end of the song. And according to Bloomberg News, what do merchandisers expect to be the most coveted toys this Christmas for girls and boys?
We got the girls.
We got the girls. The sisters from Frozen. I'm looking for the.
So is the boys like a film thing too? Like maybe
it's a classic
Toy Story?
It's a classic toy.
Yo-yo.
It's not from a movie or anything.
Like a baseball bat or a.
It's a brand.
A brand.
Brand.
Yeah.
Legos.
Right.
Very good.
Oh, I think
really
that's
nice.
Every year. Just
I
about,
just yeah. bought some yesterday.
There you go. That's why. Very good.
Very good. Okay. Legos.
Oh, and that's it, Jerry? Those are your outstanding.
Yeah, those are my two.
Pauline, what's
yes.
outstanding?
So my two questions are still out there. Thomas West, captain and one-time governor of Jamestown, was better known by what name? And actually, the name came up is all I will say.
Tonight?
Kurt. No.
Okay.
And this well-known actor's grandfather, James Rouse, designed the planned community of Columbia, Maryland.
Okay. And I still have my hosting question. Who was the first person to host Saturday Night Live 5 times? Who's the only former cast member to host 5 times? And who is the only 5-time host who has been permanently banned from the proceedings? So it's my turn.
Steve Seagal, was he banned?
No, I don't think he was banned, and I know he hasn't been a 5-time host.
Okay.
He's not on that list. Steven Seagal, the actor. So I'm going to play off your question here. I have the next question here. The international toy makers took a poll this year of what they called the top 12 most influential toys of all time. And
influential.
That's what they called, and it meant that through sales and popularity, they influenced other toys to be built.
Oh.
And perhaps... Well, I thought this was interesting. Of the top 6 on that list, 5 of them were invented before 1964. So I'm going back old school for toys here.
Oh.
So of the top 6 influential toys of all time.
So we're not talking games. We're talking actual toys.
None of these are games. These all look
How
like toys.
How about Erector Set?
Not on the list,
the
surprisingly.
Top.
Yeah, I'm looking for... Yeah.
No, top.
Oh, the top. Also not on the list.
Okay, because they've been...
Yeah.
How about Tinker Toys?
Tinker Toys, also not on
Lincoln
the list.
Lincoln Logs?
Not on the list.
Yo-yos.
Yeah, all good guesses, and I'm looking through all 12. And
Balls.
Legos are number 1 again. Okay, that was Eric, the board operator, got that one. So Legos has come up twice tonight. That's number 1. It was invented in 1958, according to this. Okay, we're looking for the other 4 of the 5 other toys that were invented before 1964. Huh.
Mm-hmm. And some of them go way back, like to the 20s.
Slinky.
The oldest one on the list goes to 1939, and that's number 10.
How about the Slinky?
Not the Slinky.
Wow.
Such a good toy.
That was a standalone. There's no Slinky.
Yeah.
Like this.
Well, the Rubik's Cube inspired a lot of
the
other
Rubik's
things.
Cube is on the list, but it's too new, right? That's number 11th on the influential list. Yep. Anyway, so I'm looking for those other 4 toys, and we'll take any other guesses?
Etch-a-Sketch.
No.
That's a good one.
These are all good guesses. I believe that all of our audience has owned all of these. Mm-hmm. There's only one I haven't heard of. All very popular. If you're in that age range, you really had these on your shelf, probably still do.
Okay. Barbie.
Barbie, number 2. Very nice.
So is G.I. Joe separate
G.I.
from
G.I. Joe's number 3. Yes, very good. So we have the first 3, Lego, Barbie, and G.I. Joe. So we're looking for 2 more of the top 6.
Oh, my bell. Hey, I'm being wrong.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to have a bell person come in. I missed the class on ringing the bell. Yes. Oh, and Eric was, now Eric's in my ear wanting a bell.
That's right.
Everybody's going to get a bell. And by the way, angels just got their wings, in case anybody wants to know that. Okay, so time for another call. Caller, you're on Minds Over Matter.
And so I am. It's Sparky Manny. How are you all doing?
Hey, Sparky. Hey, Manny. How you doing?
All right.
Great.
So I'm going to cut right to everything.
You always
Bill Murray,
do.
Is he the first SNL alumni to host more than five times?
Bill Murray's not it. Good guess.
Okay. Buck Henry is the first, too, I think, to do it five times.
He is. Buck Henry, the great Buck Henry, is the first one to do it five times. Nice.
Okay. Musical guest and hosting, Britney Spears.
But she, I was only looking for five-time hosts, and Britney didn't make that list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so then we all got right. Paul Simon and Justin Timberlake. I'll give you a Britney Bell, though. She deserves one.
And I was going to add Sting, too, but you said five times, so that kind of takes it out. The Beatles song with four lines of Shakespeare at the end, I Am the Walrus.
Very good.
Oh, Go-go-ga-jube, and we are out of here.
Oh, do you know the four lines?
Do you know the lines?
It's King Lear, I think.
Oh, okay.
And it's not Cuckoo Kajub. I don't believe Shakespeare wrote that.
So what album was that on it?
It was normally a B-side, but it was later on Magical Mystery Tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
another bell. Really good, Sparky. Thank you.
Thank you. We're done. We're not monopolizing.
We're never done.
Bye.
Very good. Thank you, Sparky. Next call, please. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hey, Peter. How you doing?
I am very well, thank you.
Great.
For toys, how about Silly Putty?
Boy, you know what? It should
one.
Be on the list, and it isn't. Yeah, what are they thinking? Everybody
really?
Did. Yeah.
How about Mr. Potato Head?
Oh, he's now I'm getting mad at the list. All the good ones.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Play-Doh?
Eric just guessed Play-Doh, and that is also not on the list, along with not Silly Putty. Yeah.
Terrible.
Yep.
And Pauline, I believe Thomas West was better known by his title.
Uh-huh.
Lord Delaware.
Absolutely.
Oh, very
nice. Delaware.
The name of the state, Delaware. Delaware. It's pronounced Delaware. Delaware, like the bay, like the
okay,
colony
right, okay.
state.
Like the street in San Francisco that was never
exactly.
named.
Exactly. That's why I said it. Somebody said it. Thank you.
You have more, Peter?
I have a question for you.
Great.
About Lord Delaware.
Oh.
What other geographical location bears his name?
So other than the bay and the...
The state...
The state and the,
I will
and
tell you, it,
and
it
the
is,
river.
It is not in the state of Delaware.
And is it the Delaware name or the West name that it's named after?
West.
Oh, the West.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, West Covina. Not it,
No,
huh?
Not close.
West Jersey. I don't know.
West Virginia? No, it couldn't be that. No, it's not. It's not the direction, right?
It is in New York State.
Westchester?
No.
Oh.
No. It is a geographical feature. It is the name of a town and also of a major institution which is in that town.
Westminster.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Our audience is working on this. I said Westchester. How about West Point?
Yes.
That's it.
Very
Thank you,
good.
Studio. Our studio audience is all over this one. Thank you. There we go. Oops. I mean, that one. Very good. Thanks, Peter.
Good job. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Jerry, next question.
Okay, what four countries' capitals begin with the letters that spell out quiz? Q-U-I-Z.
So we're supposed to get...
And apparently they're the only capitals with these...
So there's only one capital city that starts with Q and one with
and
U?
And one U and I and Z,
okay.
right.
All right. Okay. That's very unusual. Dana, this one I'll defer to Dana. Dana, call in, please. Let me get this one. So there's a capital of Q, U, I, and Z, and these are world capitals.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Huh.
Hmm. Pauline's giving me the same look I'm giving her.
It's like I'm thinking of places, but I'm realizing that they're not capitals. They're the actual countries.
The countries. Yeah, I can come up with countries.
I know. I'm going, okay, Qatar.
All right. I think this will be a good one for our studio audience to get. Both Pauline and I could get this one a little too easily.
Ulaanbaatar or Ulaanbaatar, however
Yes.
you say
it.
Oh, very good.
You, Mongolia.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Ulaanbaatar, yeah.
I'll give you my guess, too. If you
okay,
need.
I'm still working on
okay.
this.
Okay, all right. In the meantime, we'll take another call. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello.
in Walton, and I had the answer for I am the walrus.
Oh, you did?
Unfortunately, somebody already answered it.
Can you say the four lines?
I have a question about the song I am the walrus. What is the almost indecipherable phrase that is chanted over and over again at the end of the song?
Is it the one he said? Kookookajoo?
No. Okay. At the end.
Yellow belly custard dripping from a dead dog's eye.
No. It's one phrase that's repeated over and over and over again at the very end of the song. Very end.
Oh.
I hope it's not you let your knickers down, because that would be a bad one to be repeated.
Anyway, I'll leave that out for tell the operator if they want to know.
Yeah, tell the operator. This is the line that's repeated over and over at the end.
Right.
Yeah.
And
is it
Quito, Ecuador?
Quito.
Oh, very good. Quito, Ecuador.
Good.
Hey, is I am the walrus? Smoke pot. Everybody smoke pot.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
Oh.
All right. It's all coming back to me now.
I
didn't
have that for years till somebody told me. Anyway, well, thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye. Pauline, next question.
Yes. This item was brought by to the International Space Station by astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti, and it made its debut in space just this past week.
So say it again?
It's the first time this item was brought
into space.
Into space. It was brought to the International Space Station by astronaut Samantha Cristoforetti.
And was this a utilitarian tool? Or more?
I think some people would say it's absolutely utilitarian and necessary.
Eyeshadow.
No. But
is it a gendered item like that?
It's not a gendered item.
Okay.
But the last name might give you a little indication.
Of the astronaut?
Is it a brand?
Necessarily, no.
Say your name again?
Cristoforetti.
Ferretti.
Think of what Italians are known for.
Pasta.
No.
Sports cars.
No.
Is this a grooming item, you said?
No.
Oh, it's not
absolutely not.
Something to eat? Yes.
Not exactly eat.
No. Drink.
Drink. Wine. A bottle of wine.
But not a beverage.
Like I didn't say it wasn't a beverage.
Pellegrino, Pellegrino water.
Nope.
Espresso.
Yes.
Really? Very good.
Designed by Turin-based Lavazzo and engineered by an architect, the ISS Espresso pumps water through high pressure through the machine into a pouch where it can be sipped through a straw. Because
that's all they have to do
in
space.
You can't go to space without your really, really good espresso.
Well, I could see a Starbucks on Mars.
Well, they had actually talked about Starbucks a couple years ago in the space program. But this takes it a step further.
Wow. Very good. Very good question.
Probably was donated by Starbucks.
All right. Very good question.
No, I think it's an Italian
okay.
company.
Next call. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. It's Alec in San Francisco.
Hey, Alec. How you doing?
I am doing just fine.
Great.
I'm jarred by the coincidence that leads me to call you with this answer, because not only am I from Columbia, Maryland.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
I was in a high school play with the actor you're talking
yes!
about.
Yes!
Edward Norton.
Yes, Redemption. Thank you so much.
Wait. What are you yelling about?
say it again.
I didn't get all that.
I'm from Columbia, Maryland, where Edward Norton is from, Jerry. And I was in a high school play with him.
Oh, Norton.
What play were you in?
It was an adaptation of Look Homeward, Angel by Thomas Wolfe.
Wow.
Okay.
This is.
And he was a pretty good high school actor, but nothing like he became. And when I saw him in American History X, I was blown away by how good he was.
You didn't see it coming, huh?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, when someone asked me years later if I knew Edward Norton, because they just read about him in Variety and he was going to be the new hot actor, I was like, no, I don't know any Ed Norton.
Wow.
Well, I grew up in Baltimore, so.
Who it was about, and I was pretty surprised.
Our audience is vast and rich.
Yes.
Very good. Did you have another question or answer?
I do. I have a question about other famous residents of Columbia, Maryland.
Oh, geez.
So there is one who is a pretty famous literary novelist, one who is the author of a nationally syndicated comic strip of the modern era, and one who was mixed up in a very prominent political scandal.
And they're all, this is their hometown?
They have all lived there. One of them moved there when he was a little kid. One of them as an adult. I guess probably the scandal one also as an adult.
Wow. Is the author Ann Tyler?
No.
Okay.
Is the comic strip artist, is his strip, his or her strip still running?
It is still running.
Is it a very well-known strip?
It's very widely syndicated, and people seem to know about it. I think it was actually turned into an animated cartoon on MTV or something, but I've never seen it.
Pauline, do you have any of these?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think. I feel like I should know.
Yeah.
Well, I should tell you the
Natives of Columbia.
Because I don't actually even know the guy's name now that I think about it, but the cartoon is The Boondocks.
That's, oh, yeah. I was thinking of that one, and I don't know his name either.
All right. Somebody will call him.
He started really young, too.
And do you want to give us the other answers? We don't know.
Sure. So Michael Chabon.
Oh. And I
moved to Columbia
totally
when he
know
was six, when it was just founded. He wrote an essay about it at some point.
Oh, okay.
And you can't guess the person in the scandal?
Give us a little bit
Mayor
of a clue.
Former Mayor Barry.
Oh, Marion Barry?
No.
Okay.
Federal scandal. Nationally. Well, international.
Oh,
famous.
Agnew.
Nope. No. More recent than Agnew.
Good guess.
Yeah.
More
recent than Agnew.
I don't think Columbia existed. I guess when he was vice president.
Yeah, no, it existed.
Well, Monica Lewinsky's from L.A., I think.
So who's
Paula,
left in that
Paula Jones. Theory? Paula Jones. No, she's from the South.
Female or male?
Female.
Female. Oh.
I don't think...
A sex scandal?
Was it...
He's right about the Clinton connection, though, isn't he?
Sex scandal?
Monica Gate.
Monica Gate. Is that the hint?
Well...
What woman is left in Monica Gate besides Monica?
That other woman. No, yeah. The other woman who
Paula Jones.
Let it out.
And Paula Jones from the South.
She's, yeah.
No.
I don't think
well,
we
no,
know.
No, it was the other
the
woman
right
who got her to talk. And
oh, yeah, Jennifer Flowers.
There we go.
Flowers was the stripper that
quit.
I
remember her name. I can see her, but she's the woman who Monica had confided in.
Who outed
in
her, yes.
And
that's right.
I think you should tell us.
I don't remember. I remember the incident. Who is it?
Linda Tripp.
That's right.
Very good.
Amazing that we've reached the point where her name is forgotten.
Yes.
I'm glad you heard that.
Probably a good point. I think we could all rest a little
Monica
easier.
Monica Lewinsky will go down through the ages.
Thank you very much.
So to speak. One guess about the
toys. Oh, that was bad.
Oops, yes. One more guess about the toys, sure.
Raggedy Ann?
Raggedy Ann's not on the list at all.
What
I'm
about
surprised.
Legos?
Legos were number one. Somebody got that?
Oh, someone got it.
Yeah.
All right.
Very good.
Very good.
Could the I be Istanbul? Istanbul. For I?
Yeah.
Oh. For
what
the
is it?
For the cunt? For the
capital? For the Q-U-I-Z, the I for the Q-U-I-Z.
What's for what? Well, what's the...
For the I, Istanbul.
Oh,
Istanbul. I didn't hear you. No.
That's a good, great guess. Okay, we'll take another call. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. You're on the air.
Hi. It's Lorraine from Mill Valley.
Hey, Lorraine. How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
I wanted to guess on the host of Saturday Night Live.
Great.
I'd say Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks is not. He's a five-timer. Alec Baldwin has hosted the most. 16. Very good.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, ding. We'll just get one bell on that. Good. Okay. Any others?
I was going to say Donna Rice. I mean, I had that. I listened to your thing about...
That's Gary Hart.
Linda Tripp.
Yes.
I wanted to say Donna Rice. But,
yeah, that's a good guess.
I have a question.
Great.
For you. It's a simple one. The full names of... the Cold War cartoon heroes, which were Boris and Natasha.
Oh, Boris Badenov.
Full names.
Boris Badenov?
I'll take my answer off the air.
Well, you should give it to Eric. So Boris, wasn't it Boris Badenov, but there's more to his name?
This is from the cartoon.
Natasha. It was from Rocky and
Bullwinkle. I want to say Nogudnik. Nogudnik.
That's what I was thinking. That's not it.
I don't know. I know bad enough, but I don't know.
Yeah, but
Natasha had a last name?
I'll get it. It's Natasha Fatale.
Oh. And was it Boris Badenov?
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. J. Ward Studios.
Great series. Great
Love
series.
Love your show.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. So I have a question now. I think it's my turn on, believe it or not, on, radio call letters. So, most call letters, as far as I know, like KALW, as far as I know, it doesn't mean anything at all, but these four do. So see if you know what
KALW means new, for news, probably.
I don't know. So I have WGN, these are all famous stations, KQED, our brother across the street, WJRZ, and WTTW. So I'm looking for those as either acronyms or abbreviations, WGN, KQED, WJRZ, and WTTW.
Well, WGN is Chicago World's Greatest Network.
Close, though. World's Greatest, not network. Something else. It was based on the thing that owned it.
News.
Newspaper.
News.
It was owned by the Tribune.
Yeah, Chicago. Well, KQED is refers to the mathematical term.
Say it?
In QED. Which is
quad erat demonstratum.
Yes. Which means
that which was to be demonstrated has been demonstrated.
Yes. Okay. Okay. WJRZ, where is that? I've heard it.
I can't tell
you where it is. That's from
New York, I think. It's, well, we know that it's east of the, for listeners who don't
and
know.
That's, and that stands for something?
It does. And these are both, the other two are east of the Mississippi River, where all the W's are and all the K's are west of the Mississippi.
Yeah,
no extra charge for that one. Yeah.
Now, WJRZ. Here's a good question, just throwing it out. Why did they select those letters?
Excellent question.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to add
somebody
that question, although
that
we don't know the answer.
Look
one of
that
our callers will take it.
Why W and YK? Yeah.
Let's take a call right now. You're on Minds Over Matter. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Michelle from DuBose Triangle.
Hi, Michelle. How you doing?
Good. I want to give some answers, hopefully, for top toys.
Great.
One is Lionel Trains.
Nope, not on the list.
Next one's Teddy Bear.
Oh, why is it? Teddy Bear's not on my list.
There.
Yeah, I'm revising the whole list. It is.
Next one's Tonka Trucks.
Tonka Truck, not on the list.
Hobby Horse.
Nope.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Since the person before me talked about Bullwinkle.
Yes.
There is the boy and his dog. I would like the names of them.
Sherman and Peabody.
Yeah. And then there was the maiden who continually got tied up, and who, what Canadian Mountie saved her, and who was tying her up.
So it was, this was a Dudley
Do-Right,
right?
Who?
Dudley Do-Right saved her.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Nell?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
And then who tied Snidely Whiplash.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
There we go. You know this cold, man.
I said a lot of hours watching Rocky and Bullwinkle. Yeah.
And what was the name of the animal that Dudley Do-Right rode? What was the name?
Oh, it was
that?
A horse. I can picture the horse. Not Nell.
Actually, the name was Horse.
Horse, right?
Thank you.
Well, I knew it without saying.
That's
very good.
Very good. Good question.
All right, Jerry, you have a short question?
Well, it's short. I don't think it. What book has had the most theatrical versions?
Wow.
Made of it.
Most theatrical.
Maybe not. Maybe better to leave that out.
It's not the Bible, right?
Yeah. Maybe we might leave that for next week.
Yeah, let's leave it for next week. How about what actor once fell asleep during Hollywood Squares?
All
of
them.
I just read that.
Paul Lind would be my guess. No. Right? Anything with Hollywood Squares.
It's not Charlie Weaver or something.
Not a comedy actor. Hmm. Not a comic.
Like a real actor, like Edward Norton or something.
A real actor, yeah, like Edward Norton.
But not.
Not from Columbia, Maryland.
I don't know. But let's get one more question, and then we'll take some more calls.
Well, we can leave that out.
Pauline, you got a short one?
Sure. What three countries have formally recognized the existence of UFOs, excuse me.
USOs.
U.S. what?
A little tongue-tied. UFOs.
So three...
three countries have formally recognized
really?
Like their scientific community has said.
Wacko countries.
Yeah, well...
No, they're not.
North Korea.
No.
They're not wacko countries.
We don't want to start an international incident yet.
No, I know, but that's pretty safe.
Yeah.
North Korea. They're legit, respected companies, countries, huh? Well, yes, you're...
Okay, so
there's doubt in here.
They're definitely not considered wacko.
Yeah, how about China?
No.
No? I'm trying to think of who has a space program where it might be
get
political will or something. Along
I think it's maybe less the space program and more what's been seen in the sky. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. But
India.
I was surprised by this.
India?
No.
I don't know.
Somebody on the phone will know. We'll take calls now. Welcome to Minds Over Matter. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Thomas in Berkeley.
Hey, Thomas. How you doing?
Fine. I have a really stupid question, but...
I doubt it. You're on the show, remember?
There's a thing called KidSpot, and basically they have listed the best-behaved girls and the best-behaved boys for, you know, naughty and nice Christmas stuff, and the bad girls and boys names. And so you're supposed to take it with a grain of salt, but I just thought it was so hysterical that I would call and see if you guys know any of the
names. Are these famous people?
No, they're just names.
Just these names?
These are made-up names of children who are naughty and nice?
It's hysterical because, you know, it's like this.
Kim for naughty.
I mean, they just chose these names out of the air?
Just out of the air. And none of them are your names.
Well, I was going to say.
That's a break.
I was going to put Pauline
Leah
up there.
Are not on it.
All right, Dana and Lynn.
Okay, so the best girls' names, there's three of them that have, you know, I would only want you to get three because, you know, there's ten.
Sure. Well, they have certain connotations.
So who are the naughty ones?
Look at you. So basically, the naughty ones are Ella, Bethany, Eleanor, Olivia, Laura, Holly, Courtney.
Where did you get this, Thomas?
So we know what names to avoid. Is
where did you
saying
get this?
These
one
are the naughty
it's
girls.
It's a thing
no
called
we don't avoid those.
Kidspot.
Oh yeah, you said yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And what are the what are the bad boys' names?
All you're interested in is bad people.
Yeah. Well.
Exactly.
I know what sells.
Okay. Joseph.
Joseph.
And Joseph. Joseph. And many colors? No.
Joseph. I don't know. This is
he's steeped in religious history.
Goodbye, Joe. We gotta go.
William,
yeah.
Jake, Joshua.
Well, him.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a sterling, upstanding name. Yeah.
Louis, Benjamin, Ethan, Luke, and I can't read my writing, but I think it says Cameron.
Well, we all know about Cameron.
I would have thought those were the good boys' names.
Yeah, the good boys' names are like mine. You know, Thomas is on
Thomas.
The list.
Yeah, right.
James,
yeah, I think
Harry.
It's self-serving.
Yeah.
Thank you, Thomas.
Okay.
I think we can get in one more call, at least.
Sure.
You're on
Minds
Over Matter.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You're on Minds Over Matter. I think you're on. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how? Welcome.
Karen and Robert in Bernal Heights.
Hey, Karen and Robert.
The capitals that spell out quiz.
Yes.
Quito, Ulaanbaatar, Islamabad, and Zagreb.
Correct.
Very nice.
Very good.
All right. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Thank
Excellent.
You.
Bye.
Okay. I think we have time to wrap up. So, Jerry, what
I'm
do you have
wrapped.
Out there?
I'm all wrapped.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. The only thing I have out is the three countries that have formally recognized the existence of UFOs. So, France,
Whoa.
Italy, and Chile.
Really?
Why? Chile. I can't say it right, but yes.
Wow.
France and Italy?
France,
I'm a little bit surprised. On the radio call letters, WJRZ is pretty obvious. Jersey. JRZ is for Jersey. And WTTW is Windows to the World. I think it was up there in the World Trade Center. That's where it broadcasts from. And we had the six of the top influential toys of all time, the ones invented before 64. We got Legos, Barbie, and G.I. Joe. We missed Chatty Cathy and the Easy Bake Oven. And the oldest one on the list from 1939 was ViewMaster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I had one of those.
One.
Yeah,
I still
those
have
were great.
It.
They're great.
And then the only ones we're missing for the five-time guest hosts, it's the same person. The only former cast members to host five times was Chevy Chase.
Oh.
And after the fifth time, he was banned. He was so obnoxious to his former castmates
he
when he was on
like
the show.
Yeah,
he might be. I want to thank everybody for participating. Thanks to Steve Wilcott for being on the board. And thanks for Eric Jansen for talking me through my night of hosting. Thanks to Jerry Nachman, famous author, well-known raconteur, Pauline Teichman, fellow teacher, and our studio audience. I'm Laurie Fisher. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and thank you very much. Great night. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You've been listening to Minds Over Matter, heard every Sunday evening from 7 to 8 o'clock here on KALW San Francisco, 91.7 FM. Up next is Revolutions Per Minute. Stay tuned.
Gotta be this or that. If it ain't dry, it's wet. If you ain't got, you get. If it ain't gross, it's net. It's gotta be this or that. If it ain't sis, you can't miss, it's got to be your brother. Can't you see it's got to be one way or the other? If it ain't full, it's blank. If you don't spend, you bank. If it ain't being,